Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Pesach Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 13th day of the month of Iyar. Today is the 28th day of the Omer. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including three children, Chaya, Yaal, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Eleni, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, who has been in a coma for over a month now since drowning in a pool in South Florida. She is having two surgeries today, so please especially have Eleni, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana in mind, as well as Tinok, Ben, Chama, Deborah, Meidei, and all those in need of Refua Shalema. May it come quickly and painlessly. Additionally, please keep in mind all those who are being held captive. We mentioned yesterday, and I appreciate one of our wonderful listeners who sent me the Hebrew name for the 20-year-old Iranian, Arvin Itanel Ben Sonia Fiona, as well as Evan Gershkovich, a writer for the Wall Street Journal, who's being held captive in Russia, and of course, all of our precious brothers and sisters who are being held hostage in Gaza. May all of them have a speedy release and come home into the loving arms of their family. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzhak Anak of Shari Torah Congregation in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to share words of Zivri Chizik. We'll be followed by Rabbi Anak fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Kuf Gimel, Kuf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, Mishaberach, for Tzahal, for our special brave soldiers, Mishaberach, for the Shvuim, for those who are still held captive, and Rabbi Ganat will conclude with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, pausing to give each of us an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. It's a great way to get a sneak peek into who the speaker is going to be that day. It has all the text for everything we use on the call, as well as other links there, including those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Ganat.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege to be learning with you today and to daven afterwards as well. Our parsha, I want to share an idea on this week's parsha, Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar gives a lot of attention to the idea of Shemitah. Shemitah is the seventh year of the cycle in Israel, which is still maintained to this day. And every 7 years, the land remains fallow. So for 6 years, the Jewish farmers in the land of Israel plant and they harvest, and then the seventh year they leave it completely alone. And the Torah tells us, "Vinasna artsuya v'achaltem losova," that during those 6 years, the land will produce all of the grain and the fruits that it needs, v'achaltem losova, and you'll eat it and you'll be satisfied. Yishavtem v'betach aleha, and you'll live on the land in security. And then the Torah adds another part of chisomru, and if and when you say, what do we need in the seventh year? But we didn't plant anything. And we're not going to gather, and we're not going to harvest any of our grain. The Torah responds, Hashem says, I will send forth, I will command my blessing towards you. In the sixth year, and the grain produced in the sixth year will cover multiple years, as many as 3 years, for the sixth year, for the seventh year, and all the way into the eighth year, so that you'll have an abundance, even during Shemitah. I want to share with you a really beautiful idea that I saw in the Kriyakar. Those who know me know that the Kriyakar is the commentary on the Chumash that I turn to most often. And he adds an insight into this dynamic in the Pesukim, where the Jewish people are keeping Shemitah, and yet they're questioning, that they ask, what am I going to eat in the seventh year? And he says as follows. He says that the Medrash tells us that when the man fell in the desert, the Jewish people ate the manna from heaven, and it fell each and every day, and nothing was left over from one day to the other. So the Medrash tells us the Jewish people felt uneasy, uncomfortable, and unsatisfied during that experience, which took decades and decades. Because at the end of the day, they had nothing left for the next day. And then when they were eating on day one, they knew that they were consuming all that they had, and they needed to wait for the morning, and hopefully God would provide them with sustenance the next day as well. And so it was, day after day. But as they ate it, the Medrash says that there were those among the Jewish people who didn't feel satisfied by the man, because they knew that they didn't have tomorrow's grain, tomorrow's food with them. And that's how the Kli Yakar explains this dynamic in these Pesukim, these verses. The people say that it says in verse 19, Pasuk Yotesta, Achaltam Losova, that you'll eat in satisfaction. You'll be satisfied from the food. And they'll say to themselves, look, I understand that we'll have grain in the sixth year. We may even have grain in the seventh year. But by the end of the seventh year, there's nothing left in our storehouses because we've consumed all that we have. So while we're eating the last of our bread, the last of our stores. We're getting towards, you know, the middle of the Shemitah year. We've already eaten most of what we have, and it's starting to dwindle. How can we be satisfied? How can we feel sated? How can we feel secure, knowing that we're getting towards the bottom of the silo? And to that, Hashem responds, I'm going to give you an extra amount, tack it on, maybe even for a third year, so that not only will you have food for the years that you otherwise would not be planting, the sixth year that you plant, the seventh year, which is Shemitah, but you'll have extra also so that you never get to the bottom of the silo. You never get to the bottom of your stores. So that you can feel satisfied while you eat, that you'll be eating with security, with bitachon, mevetach. And the idea is that the Kli Yakar is describing is that satisfaction is linked to security. That when you feel secure, you can feel satisfied. But without security, you're always feeling nervous. We're always feeling anxious. And at times of nervousness and anxiousness, we can't feel the satisfaction and the calmness that the Torah is promising the Jewish people. So Hashem gives them extra. So not only do they have food, they also have security, and they also feel calm. You know, I was thinking about the idea of breaking the matzah on Pesach, at Yachas. We break the matzah in half, and we save the larger half for later, like a slave, like the Jewish people who were slaves. We save the more for later because they never knew when their next meal would come. And connecting that idea to what we just spoke about, the idea is that not only do they need more for later, but they can't even experience and focus on what they have now, the smaller half, unless they know that they have for the future. Americans spend a lot of time and a lot of energy and assets saving for retirement. And part of that idea is that they need to take care of themselves in the future. And the flip side, the opposite side of that coin, is that for people to feel focused, for people to feel grounded, they have to feel secure in their future as well. And that's what Hashem is promising them in Shemitah. Not only are they going to be taken care of during the sixth year and during the seventh year, but knowing that they'll be taken care of in the eighth year gives them security as well. This idea speaks to me specifically now as the Jewish people struggle with the tensions of safety and also future security in the land of Israel as the Jewish people, the individuals in the Jewish people communities, and the state are feeling stressed from the outside and from inside. And that we ask Hashem, Yishtab Tam Levetach Allah, not only to keep us in our land, but keep us Levetach, with bitachon, with faith, with confidence, with courage, and with trust, so that we can feel the menucha with calmness and focus in our land. We're going to continue now with chapters of Tehillim. We begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnaseach mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisakev Hashem Elohei Ya'akov. Yishvach ezrocha mikodesh umisiyon yisadeka. Yizkor komin chosecha, v'olasecha yidash nesela. Yitan lecha chavavecha v'chol asasecha yimalei. Yivanina bishurasecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalasecha. Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho, ya'aneu mishmei kocho, v'gvuros yishayinino. Eile v'alecha ve'eile v'asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Tema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisogad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelach Ya'anenu v'yom karenu. Herchav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i l'alachzar. Bino stesha yar b'seni amei menuchos y'nahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'magli tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech v'geit samavet lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shivtecha v'santecha heima yinachamuni. Taroch l'fanai sholchan neged tzorai, yishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'chese yudifuni koi mechayai, yishavdi v'beis Adonai l'orach yamin. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir la'malos, esa enayel haharim me'ayin yevo ezri. Ezri me'em Adonai osei shemayin la'aret. Al yitein lamot v'agracha, al yonum shomeracha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomeracha, Adonai tzolcha al yadim necha. Yomam ha'shemesh lo yakaka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikara yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzitcha uvalacha me'atav yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalot mima ma'akim keresicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli tiyena aznecha kashivos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai niyamod. Ki imecha haslicha l'ma'an tivarei. Ki vitzi Adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai nishamirim l'aboker, shamirim l'aboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed v'arbein ofitus. Luhu yifda es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Perek Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil leDavid biosov v'amuras tefila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan. Eshboch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid. V'satei palai ruchi, v'ata yadata nisiv asi. Borachzu ahalech tamnu fachli. Habet yamin ur'e ve'edni makir, avad manos mimeni in deresh v'nafshi. Za'akti elacha Adonai amarti atam achti, chalki v'eret hachayin. Hakshiva ali nasi ki dalosi ma'od, hatzileni me'rodfai ki amtu mimeni. Hotia mimasker nafshi, v'hodos ashimacha bi achti u'tariken ki sigmol alai. Achinu kovis Yisrael hanisunim batara v'ashevya, ha'umdim bein bayam uvein bayevasha. Ha'makom yachim alihem yotvien yitaral l'racha me'afela l'ara, mishiva v'gula, hashta ba'agala uzman karib v'nomar amein. It's fila for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avosinu avam yitzchok v'yakov v'ibarach es chalei tva'agnal Yisrael. Anche kochot ha'vitachon, Humdim amishmar esbein v'arei elokinu migvul ha'zonom v'amitbar mitzrayim yam ha'gadol adevo ha'ava ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן הקדוש ברוך הוא את אבינו הקמים מעלים נגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צר וצוקה, מכל נגע ומאכלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעשינו חסד ישורת ובעטרת ניצחון. יקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם, ילחם לכם עם אויביכם, הושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. The prayer for those being held in captivity. Yishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Shlomo V'yivarach V'yishmor V'yinsor Es Nidreitz V'hagana L'Yisrael U'shvuyav V'es Kol Achino Nisrim Basar V'ashivya Avur Shakol Akol HaKadosh Hazem Misbal V'Avram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachim Malhem Yosiyem Michoshech V'samaves V'mosu Sehen Yinatek Nitzukosehem Yoshi'ein Yishivim Mehir Elchek Mishvachosehem Yodu Adonai Chasto Nifosav Livnei Adam Yigram Behem Mikot Shakotov Yitzuya Adonai Yishivun Uvo Tzion Burina V'simchas olam al rosham, sason v'simcha yasiyu, v'nas yagom v'anacha v'nomar amen. The prayer for the sick. Yishaberach avosinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Daru Shlomo Yivarch Rafe S. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachnim Alav Alehem Rachnimam Rabotam Rachvikam Rachiyotam Yishbach Lehem Nehira Fushtem Neshmein L'chol Ivreim L'chol Gidem Zoch Shal Chole Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashta Bagola V'Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Ganak. We look forward to having you back on the program in the nearest Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope all Klal Yisrael around the world.